show from the 832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas. You already know what it is. For the culture, for the conversation, it is the remix. And as always, it's me, it's the D-R-E. And I'm joined by these illustrious co-hosts. T2, say what's up to the people.
What's up to the people?
W-Y-N-N, say what's up to our family and friends.
Yo.
Hey, T2, Wynn is back today.
I'm back.
I know.
I'm back. I heard all that shit y'all was talking about me, too.
That was T2, that wasn't me. I'm here for you, man.
Witch punk ass. I heard you.
And damn. Yo, back at the table again, a good friend of ours is back in Houston's own Mia. Say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
Lord have mercy. Listen, it's some stuff going on. As you know, all we do is talk shit. No, we do more than that. We educated.
Huh?
But we talk shit.
We're educated. While you over there hun and shit.
I ain't got no degree.
That don't mean you're not educated.
You know,
we had to do that for the people in the back.
Yeah, we had to do that for the people in the back. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I agree with that.
You're right.
I agree with that. On today's show, we are talking about, listen, there was an Instagram post, or maybe it was a tweet that Black Ink Crew Caesar Emanuel actually posted in regards to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. We're going to talk about that. That's a whole thing. We definitely have to talk about that. And we definitely want to ask you, like, when is too early to put up your Christmas decorations? Now, y'all know Halloween just ended yesterday. It is over with.
You're talking about me. Y'all been talking about me for 2 weeks.
Deep breath.
I feel it.
Deep breath. There we go. All right.
We were talking about who?
See what I'm talking about?
I'm just saying.
I'm sick of this shit.
We gonna find out who was talking about who. It's all on the remix. If I was you, I'd stay your ass right there and keep it locked. Yo, we are back. You are still here, and so are we. Make sure that you subscribe to all the foolishness on Spotify. I can't do y'all. Make sure that you follow all the foolishness on Spotify. Oh my God. Listen, we looking at Nick Cannon. That looks like Steve Harvey for Halloween. Oh. Make sure that you follow all of the foolishness on Spotify. Hey. That is where you exclusively find us on Spotify. Make sure that you check us out on all social media platforms. We out in these social media streets. We out here. Listen, make sure that you show our sponsors some love. Rope Financial Services. It is a holistic approach to your wealth building possibilities. Make sure that you check them out. ROLFE financialservices.com. I got to get to this content. I got to get to this content.
She can sound like Twisty in here. Man. Slow down.
Shout out to Twisty, Chicago's own Twisty. We are recording live at the Creative Mind Studios right here in Houston, Texas. Shout out. All right. I feel judged. I'm trying to get all that damn information out.
Slow, take a breath.
My bad.
You're going to pass out any minute.
My bad. RoLFFinancialServices.com. ROLFE Financial Services.
Get your money right.
Yeah.
I'm so
shit together.
You.
Get some insurance.
Get your credit. Pay your bill.
Oh, I want to talk about the insurance situation. I got to put it out there in the world. Car insurance. I personally feel like car insurance should be how it is when you go for your body checkup. I feel like whenever you go get your car fixed, that money should, your car insurance should be able to pay for your engine, your oil change, your maintenance, and all of that. Because
man,
people, wait a minute, time out. Time
no
out.
Arguments.
They just giving, you basically just giving that money away. I have the brilliant idea, and I think I had to put that into the world. But car insurance, you should be able to pay a copay on your car insurance, and it should be able to take care of that. And if you don't and get into an accident within a year, you should at least get some of your money back by the end of the year with the goddamn car insurance.
Boom!
Damn Skippy.
That idea has been trademarked. All you scammers out there, back up.
Yes, right. Because it is recorded. Listen, it is put down. Julio, you got that? It's put down. Listen, it is on, well, it ain't on wax. because that's old school.
We can still say WAX.
It's digital. It's digitally down here. It's down here.
Digitally downloaded.
Yeah, it's digitally downloaded. That's I like that. Listen, so on today's show, just for the sake of our sponsor, talking about insurance, listen, get y'all some life insurance because y'all dumbasses go getting Jordans and going getting Gucci and going to getting and all this shit. And then if you die, you be talking about some, would you donate because we selling barbecue dinners and fish dinners and donate
go
to them.
On me.
I'm not giving you shit.
But some of that Gucci, I ain't never seen in the Gucci store.
Ooh.
That's that new shit.
No cap.
That's that new shit though.
Maybe they getting it from London. Maybe that's what it is.
Nah, bruh.
Okay. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci store
with a 3D print machine.
It's called custom.
Right.
So listen,
hold on.
On today's show, listen, I got a question. When is too early to put up your Christmas decorations and go?
August, because I done seen some folks that tried the shit. You should not be putting your decorations up until the day of Thanksgiving or after. No earlier, and that's it.
How about you mind the business that pay you?
You need to make sure it's on Thanksgiving or the day after.
I will put my Christmas tree up whenever the hell I feel like I need some Christmas cheer.
Well, I hope that Christmas tree has some Halloween decorations on it before the holiday then came around.
Nope. Big old Saint Nick, a black big black Saint Nick.
That's
got
bull sugar.
He got rib juice on his mouth. Got ketchup in his beard.
Right,
he's sagging just a little bit. Cause I need a hood Santa. You know what I'm saying?
Fat gold chain.
Hey, a flat. He old school. He got a flat. Got a herringbone. What y'all know about that?
Listen, that was the necklace back in the day.
Them herringbones pinched the hell out of you.
They really did. But look, I had a little hair on my chest. It was worse. It was Jesus.
Look, I seen a belly ring herringbone on this guy with this hairy ass stomach.
Oh my God.
Fucked up. I know.
What?
They actually make those? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Time out, y'all. What? Go back.
A belly chain herringbone. He had all taco meat
on a dude?
Dude,
man.
Wow. Yes.
This dude had a belly chain.
He had a BDB.
Herringbone around his stomach.
There are several things wrong with that question.
Several things. Why I even gotta ask this question is a problem.
Herringbone belly chain.
Dude, let's stop right there. The hell is y'all even thinking about? Who raised you, nigga?
So listen, I got a story about Christmas lights. This shit really happened. It's a true story. I can't make this up. So when I was about, I think we had to be about 9 or 10. I was about 9 or 10, and it was it was like Christmas Eve service. So I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So of course, you know, get cold shit up there, right? So we on our way, put the Christmas lights around. My you know, pops did a real good job, tied the Christmas down with Christmas, you know, with the sandwich ties and wrapped it around real good, made sure, cause you know, niggas still stole up there. And so, you know, wrapped them around, made sure everything was good, the house is good and decorated, cause in that community, in that neighborhood, people didn't really decorate like that. So we decided we going to church for Christmas Eve service. Leave, had the lights on, go to church, come back. We pull up and we looking at the house like, damn, something look different about the house.
Oh my damn, did y'all lights get stolen?
Something look different about the house. And we sitting there and I'm just like,
wow.
Somebody came and stole the Christmas lights off the porch.
What in the Grinch is going on?
Right. Damn.
Hold up, let's back this story up. You said this was Christmas Eve?
This is Christmas Eve.
Okay, so I got a question.
That's some
for y'all.
Ho-ass.
Cause we always talking about how early is too early to put your Christmas stuff up. How late is too late to put because I'll be damned if I'm going to put some stuff up that's going to be out of style in 24 hours.
No, the Christmas lights was already up. They were already up. They had been up for a while.
But shout out to the people that put their Christmas tree up on Christmas Eve with your dumb ass. Okay. I love y'all though. I love y'all. Y'all my people.
Oh, listen.
Y'all my people.
I'm trying to tell you, like, you know, I'm just
that's like buying some J's the week after they came out. Why would you do that?
But were y'all devastated though?
Or me, shout out.
I will.
We're not even talking about you right now.
Me, I would do that.
I gotta wait till the price come down a little bit. At least the tax to get shaved off just a bit.
I'm gonna buy from the same place you saw them Gucci bags.
No.
Fake ass.
Okay, no, I'm just kidding. All right.
But I'm just like, were y'all devastated? Were you devastated? You're not.
My mama's feelings was hurt.
Yeah, I'd have been a little bit
hurt. Her feelings was hurt. She was.
Yeah, she was.
Hurt.
Y'all think she? It wasn't that she was out of the Christmas spirit. She spent her money on them lights.
Yeah, and they look good.
Everybody
should
again.
Yeah, we lived in the hood. Everybody had their lights. You know, the house lit up and all that stuff. And you niggas,
you know what it was?
Y'all trifling ass next door neighbors got to be.
Somebody was jealous. And why ain't nobody say nothing when they was taking them damn lights down?
Right.
First of all,
somebody saw them do it.
Exactly.
And you spent a lot of damn time trying to untwine them lights.
How long was y'all in church? Y'all.
God. Listen, that's the real question.
I was young, but I was like, I got to give you credit because you took some time to take them lights. Right.
Man.
Y'all must have been in church a grip by 3-4 hours, huh?
Man.
God damn.
Whoever did
Hallelujah.
It knew them. Whoever did it knew y'all.
It was Santa Claus.
They knew exactly where y'all were going. They knew exactly how long y'all going to be gone.
They saw us leaving.
They saw y'all leaving.
That's what y'all get for inviting white Santa to the hood. Y'all got to get y'all a nigga Santa.
No, we had nigga Santa.
Damn.
We he stole to. Y'all Christmas.
I was just
y'all had Ricky Smiley from Friday after next, right?
Damn.
All right, I'm done with it. Listen, so for those of you, now, some of y'all, I'm finna talk about some of y'all. Y'all not gonna like this, so if this is you, just say ouch and just take it. Some of y'all don't ever take y'all lights down. This shit been up since 2020.
You know,
lights,
what?
Christmas tree, it's everything. The shit been up.
Whatever.
Ouch,
man.
It got real quiet at this table.
Whatever.
Ouch.
Whatever.
You just change the decorations, like
man. It's so bad now that certain HOAs in neighborhoods will be like, "Hey, by this day, y'all gotta have that shit down."
Really?
I paid for this house. I keep my lights up as long as I want to keep them up.
It doesn't matter if that HOA fee or that HOA says, sir, we need you to take your stuff down by January.
I'll blow your whole car up. Call this casino.
Better get you a fee simple.
Crank it up.
Man, let me tell you, some of them daggone Christmas trees so beautiful, they turn the home decor. Like, it be looking good.
It ain't even decor, it's decor.
Decor.
See how foresty it is in here. I'll take that damn Christmas tree down.
See, that's how you gotta understand. In a black family, you gotta understand the reason why you can't take the Christmas tree down is because it's guaranteed it's gonna be Valentine's Day and somebody ain't got by the house to pick up their Christmas gift yet. I guarantee it.
Oh, that is a fact.
Guaranteed.
First of all,
that is a fact.
If you haven't gotten it by Valentine's Day, it's mine now.
No, that's somebody's gonna sit right there or it's gonna go in the garage and sit next year because I ain't buying another one.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You better
hope you can still fit it. You better not eat too much.
Don't gain no
don't
weight.
Don't go on no diet. Cause
I'm not gonna chase
again.
Nobody to give you your gift. That's if I say I got, if I done came by your place and tried to give you your gift, but for whatever reason, whatever you weren't there or whatever the fuck, and then this fucking Valentine's Day, you still haven't got it. It's mine.
You ain't want to
say, I'm keeping all my gifts.
Especially if I liked it. I buy people things that I like too, just in case.
Just in case they don't get it.
Right.
I feel you.
Right.
Wow.
Just in case.
I feel you.
I mean, guarantee black folk, because they gonna miss Christmas because they got drunk at their homie house and they ain't able to come by. So you know that's how. And then New Year's, I got a hangover from New Year's Eve. I ain't gonna make it this time. And so then it's Valentine's Day. You look around, they still ain't got their gift yet because they know it ain't
like
nothing but some draws. They know it ain't nothing but a pack of drawers you got from Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Some socks wrapped up.
But hey, when you get older, you appreciate gifts like that.
And then listen, I ain't got to buy drawers for a whole quarter.
Socks and underwear and shit like that.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody buy me some underwear for Christmas and be like, I thought about you. Yes! Listen, I'm excited.
Okay, let me get that.
I'm excited.
Them
things, whatever.
Hey, call it what you want
them
to call
essentials.
It. I got
call that a blessing.
I'll wait till Christmas.
I got a plethora of drawers. I got a plethora.
I buy my expensive drawers. Everybody else supply me with the everyday ones.
Hallelujah. Okay.
And when I'm going out, I can buy the ones I bought. But now when I'm in the house or when I'm going to work, I got everybody else drawers, putting them to use.
Thank you for your Christmas gift.
Thank you so much. I think about you every time I put a pair on. Appreciate you so much. Looking out
the elasticity, the comfort, the feel of cotton, the fabric of your life. Pay us.
Smooth as
check. All right. So, Black Ink Crew? What's his name? Caesar Emanuel posted something on, I think it was on his Twitter, it was on Instagram one, in which he said he wants a wife, but not the kind Will Smith got. Then he said, "Take your time, God."
First of all, Caesar's full of shit.
The wisdom in this one post. So much wisdom.
Oh, the nuggets, the jewels.
Man. Oh my
so God. In the interest of full disclosure, before we go in on Jada, or at least before I go in on Jada,
I'm going to join you.
Thank you so very much.
Y'all bad.
I must say that this latest incident is taken completely out of context.
Facts.
I watched the interview, and what they are saying she said is not what she said. However, I'm a Houston native. I've been born and raised here all my life. I distinctly remember Josh holding a gun to her head and telling his brother, she ain't shit.
Oh, you talking about, I mean, what you calling
him? Oh, Jason Lyric. Yeah, I'm inclined to believe him. She ain't shit. Jada, if you listen, I love you, boop. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. I knew you wasn't shit when you started, when you was trying to push up on Tupac when your boyfriend was sitting there. I knew you wasn't shit then. It's all good. I love you, though.
They were friends.
Mm-hmm. You let your whole boyfriend stay around for the weekend. You know, no. Tell a nigga, you can't stay here.
Jada be playing that innocent role. She playing that innocent.
You know what it
meanwhile,
is?
Meanwhile, entangled in shit.
It's because she's a petite woman. That's all it is. Then petite women get away with all kinds of shit.
She ain't got away with shit because they skull dragging her hands.
Look, if you taller than 4'3", no, wasn't how tall is she? She's like four nine, four ten and under, they get away with murder. Even I'll give it up to 5'3" and under.
I'll body slam
but
your
as
leg.
As soon as you hit
I be embarrassing me in these streets.
That is fucked up.
Embarrassing me in these internet streets.
Now wait a minute. Now, you say that when men be embarrassing women all the time.
Because men are known to not be shit. It's expected for them to not be
that
shit.
That is a fact.
It's expected.
But it's expected for these hoes not to be shit either.
No. Yeah. No. They act like they are the queens on the throne. They're little angels that can't ever be touched. To this very day, people are going around saying, Jada didn't have an affair. It was an entanglement. Meanwhile, this nigga knocking the lining out of Jada. And they talking about, it's an entanglement. The lining.
Oh, my God.
Yo, hold on. Wait a minute. Your baby's friend.
Hey, they said she been doing this since Purnell. What's his name? Kane and Purnell. They talking about she been doing it this whole time.
I mean, they ain't lying.
My God.
She ain't lying.
She helped raise Kane. And then she slept with that man when he was in jail. Her husband's son or something.
He raised a little dude.
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? She got a track record.
Yeah.
So you out here grooming.
I mean, but they do have an open.
But y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready for that conversation. Y'all ain't ready for that conversation.
I mean, but to be fair, they do have an open relationship.
That is the fair
thing. Will said it.
Will ain't getting exposed, though. Will finally admitted it. Will admit it, but Will ain't out here embarrassing the hell out of every other week either, though.
Well, when he slept with that man, Dwayne, that was enough.
Wait a minute.
Named Dwayne.
Is this thing
you
on?
You know why Tisha Campbell don't like him? Because she was sleeping with her and the husband.
I know you lying.
Wait a minute.
That's why Tisha Campbell.
Breaking news. Wait a minute.
What the hell?
I never heard that one.
You never heard that?
Wait a minute.
I did hear that like a couple weeks ago because I said something about Will to my fiance. He was like, yeah, you know, he did something with so and so. That's why all of us didn't last long.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm lost. Somebody catch me up, I'm lost.
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. He was supposedly Dwayne.
Dwayne Martin.
Yes.
I know they're supposed to be tight friends, but I didn't know they was like booty buddies.
That's why Tisha Campbell went in on Will Smith when she went live and she said something, or I think it was an Instagram post or something like that. That's why
she just wasn't being bitter because her and Dwayne didn't work out because they are lying. She lied on Martin.
But she ain't have to go at Will.
She ain't had to go at Martin either. I mean,
I think the whole Martin situation was a manipulation behind Dwayne or something. Like, because weren't they together at that time?
They were.
So maybe he was jealous. Because Martin and Gina looked like they were a couple, like straight out.
There were times I was like, they just fit. Like, yeah. I know it was a show, but I was like, damn, they just fit.
Yeah,
like, they looked like they together.
Their chemistry was on point.
Dwayne always had looked like a little punk.
Yeah.
No, Martin Lawrence and Tish Campbell. No, we're just talking about their chemistry.
Okay.
I mean, and that's the okay. All right, moving right along. I can't park there. There's a meme.
Oh wait, did you see Will Smith getting massaged by that man?
No.
Oh man, he was getting rubbed down by that man, and he was like, "Oh my god, I wish that you were my wife," or some shit he said. Like, he is very friendly.
We not finna let Will hold his elder. See, that's what women do. That's what women do. One of them fuck up, and they go deflect and make Will.
First of all,
you can't say this is deflection. If it's a fact, it's a fact.
Wait, I'm not anymore.
Allegation is an allegation, but if there's video of him being massage and he's saying, I mean,
wait a minute, men get massages from other men all the time. Look at all these athletes and all
nine
that kind of stuff.
9 times out of 10, most of y'all motherfuckers, we want the woman to touch on y'all versus our preference. A dude.
That is our preference.
Because y'all we got, do. I mean, y'all have toxic masculinity. Y'all be like,
it ain't toxic. I don't want another man rubbing on me.
Look, they won't even let a man braid their hair.
Right.
I mean, I ain't got enough, but you know, if I did,
I'ma just,
I don't want you playing in my hair, dog.
There's some things I want to say.
But if he's a high, okay, so if you have a highly,
not the penitentiary.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you straight up. I'm gonna straight up ask you. Okay, so you say you don't want to do like braid your hair or touch on me, or you know, massage or whatever. So if you have a dude who has like a 5-star rating in braiding and massage, hold up, I'm not
okay. Go ahead.
But you have this woman who is known to be trash. Been reported to the BB's, was the Better Business Bureau.
What was she reported for? I got to know. I need to know.
She was trash. She sucks. Like, her massage trash, her braid skills trash. She be leaving the edges out. The edges be too tight. She pull edges out.
So watch this. I have, when I was having chiropractic care, I did have a massage. A male did it. No, I didn't. It wasn't my preference. I'd be lying if I said I didn't walk away feeling better. But I was very uncomfortable having a man like rubbing on me in my lower back area. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel you, because I just went and had a massage, and it was a lady who actually did the massage. Now I can tell you, I think if the massage is where it's in certain areas of your body, it makes you feel uncomfortable, because we're I don't want to say groomed like that, but this in a sense we are. We just are. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Unless you are, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but unless you are a homosexual man, you just don't really feel comfortable with having another man rub you in those areas.
Absolutely.
I guess that's okay. Women, in most cases, we're like, well, it doesn't matter, who cares?
But you have to look at the relationship with women and other women too. Like, women have relationships with other women where they, oh girl, you look good. Dudes don't do that.
Yeah, y'all.
But
y'all,
I wouldn't want no woman oiling me up either.
I mean, I understand
don't care.
That.
Most women don't care.
But the relationship between men and men and women and women are
the dynamic is different.
And so, like, y'all do stuff like y'all hug and kiss each other and, you know, slap each other. Girl, you can slap each other on the ass, shit like that. I ain't finna.
Yeah,
you know,
don't do that shit. Don't do that.
Ooh, your back muscles look good today.
Your friendship might get canceled.
Y'all be slapping ass in sports.
Y'all did slap asses in sports.
But it's different.
How can I tell you?
I'm gonna give you a prime example. I'm watching Instagram, Insta stories either last night or this morning, and I'm seeing a friend of mine had a birthday party. They are out at a club, they turned up, they're having a good time, and all I see is girls bent over and getting slapped on the ass by other girls. I guarantee you, if Dre has a party and I'm there, ain't gonna be no dudes dancing getting slapped on the ass by another dude. True. It's just not gonna happen.
That is a damn fool. Absolutely. Cancel our membership. Our friendship,
the whole friendship council.
Yeah,
no, if you see me in the street, act like you don't even know me. We ain't never been friends.
You probably gonna bump my shoulder, be like, I might
knock like, you out just on GP. You know what I mean?
How did you invite me to this shit?
Sausage fast.
You know who I want to fight? I'm gonna tell you who I want to fight. The dude that be oiling the girls up, the one with the guy that's on Instagram that be oiling them up. Now, first of all, I just want to say this.
That is so real erotic, sexual. Dude.
I just want to, yeah.
Erotic massager, dude.
Yeah, I got, I ain't sending my girl to the, you know, to let you, the oil.
No, homie, no.
No, because
you need to teach a class or something. She
like
can't come
I said,
to you.
I don't care.
Yeah, you can show me how to do it.
You show me how to do it.
You show me how to do it. You not doing it for me.
Ain't gonna happen, Gap.
No, absolutely not.
No, you like to get your whole ass.
She enjoying that shit too much.
You get your whole ass with playing with me.
She enjoying that shit a little too much.
You get both of y'all ass with.
Young women be loose. I'm talking about, you could push them and they be fall. They just be like, ah.
His head gonna end up between the refrigerator and the ice box and the freezer. Her head gonna end up between the washing machine and the dryer, and I'm going to jail. And now we got a whole problem. God.
Now wait a minute. Since Mia said that, you ever see, they look like they getting ready to fall out.
Yes.
You ever been to one of them church service where they be laying hands and they fall out the floor? That's exactly what them girls look like when he be bending them over back. They look like, thank you, Lord. That's what they look like.
Oh, Lord.
You bent over. You been mind over. You like to get your ass whipped.
You gonna get effed up.
You gonna
right
get a
here.
Bottle to your head. You wasn't even expecting it.
Shit gonna like echo.
Hell, that's them massage. Damn Netflix and chill massages. Like, oh, let me massage you, baby, and put it in a little bit.
Just a tip.
Listen.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Shout out to all the men that said, just a tip. Baby, you done had 5 kids.
Just a tip.
Just a tip.
Just flawed. Oh,
Lord Jesus. Wow. All right. Yeah. I gotta say this though, and this is real honest now. This is a real thing, because you told me, T2, that Will was contemplating suicide. Like, he had some real mental health issues.
Yeah, while he was doing his challenge to get the best shape of his life.
The best shape. Yeah. So this is recent. So he's having some real mental health issues, and like, he was physically like getting in shape, but mentally, like, he was contemplating suicide. So this is a real thing. Like, the pressures of social media real thing. Yeah, the pressure of social media.
I don't even know if it's just the social media, because he wasn't on social media for a long time. I think it's just the pressure of him being Will Smith.
I can see that.
He talks about that a lot.
Yeah. I can see that. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, because I mean, people expect a lot out of him, honestly.
Absolutely.
You know, because he crossed, like I said, you know, when we were talking earlier, he crossed both lines. He can cross over. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He appeases to everybody, the whole world. He's not just a national star, he's an international star.
Yeah, it's
for all
pressure.
We know, he's probably an intergalactic star.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he done whooped a few aliens' ass a few times and a few different platforms.
Okay. Oh, they still looking for him.
Okay. Independence Day queen.
Yeah. Independence Day, nigga. We ain't forgot.
Don't be like Alpo. The streets ain't forgot.
Yeah, we forgot.
Space ain't forgot.
We remember.
But in all fairness, let's look at this too. And by no means would I cape for Jada, because I think that I get it. Y'all are stars, and you kind of pride yourself on this whole, you know, being transparent and all that. But there are some parts of your marriage that your transparency won't work, because you're dealing with people that are illiterate.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're sharing parts of your marriage that are very sensitive. You're sharing parts of your marriage that can be taken out of context, and everybody's not listening with open ears.
Right.
Everybody's not hearing what you're saying. They're hearing what they want to hear. And so it's like, you all are making your marriage into almost like a side joke, you know? And there's an enormous amount of pressure on her as well, because it's like, there's this desire to be transparent, but I can't be, because everything I say, y'all take out of context.
Right.
Facts.
Which is why you should shut the hell up.
I mean,
talk about everybody else's problems.
You can be transparent and still withhold certain dialogue to yourself. It's just the best kept secret is best kept sacred, and everything don't need to be relinquished, and you can still be transparent in that way.
I will say this. I do believe this wholeheartedly, and y'all please don't judge me for saying this, but I believe this wholeheartedly with every fiber of my being. Will and Jada should have jumped August's ass together.
Wait, what?
Should have beat him up.
They should have beat his ass.
Yeah, should have beat him up.
Oh,
yeah.
Because he said something. He broke the G code.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Because you know what? Honestly, I mean, that's valid, because if you think about it, all their shit was under wraps as far as the open marriage thing.
Yeah
nobody
it really
knew.
Was.
Like,
yeah.
People was speculated, but never anybody just came out and said, it's a fact. You know, but August came out and was like, hey, man, I came to Will and I said, can I have? And he said, man, it's cool.
They should have whipped his ass together. They should have let Willow record it. And then they should have leaked that shit to TMZ, because you're not going to get on nowhere and tell the world that I was a sneaky link and I'm just supposed to just sit back and take it. No, bro, I ain't going to be able to do it.
And you was a live-in sneaky link.
A live-in.
And I'm sure that Will knew about it.
Of course he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Margot Robbie had him a little busy and tied up, which I understand. You
know, I mean, I get
really understand. I seen The Wolf of Wall Street. I understand.
I mean,
facts.
I mean, she is cute.
It's that accent, you know. You got that accent, and you know,
it's fake.
You know, dude, it don't matter. Dudes from the hood, you know, they have accent. They lose their mind. That's why.
Where you from? Where you from, girl? Where you from? Nigga,
y'all finna judge me. That's why after Katrina, with so many babies being born, all these girls from New Orleans showed up, and niggas in Houston lost their mind. They had no idea these girls was batshit crazy.
Well, for the Louisiana
from New Orleans.
Oh yeah,
batshit crazy.
I mean, yeah,
they still paying child support. Yes. God bless their heart.
Probably put that's the root on them.
That, well, you know, they bury their drawers in the yard. That's what.
And don't eat no spaghetti that they cook for you.
You know what? A lot of these men be casting spells too.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I'm going to keep my comment to myself.
No. We got a few minutes. I'm interested. Please elaborate.
Men, they do they. I can't really say exactly what they do, but they
touch
definitely be.
Is that what it is? They pick on the service?
No.
But that being said. No.
I'm just saying what I heard, what I saw on Instagram. That's what they say. They say you tickle the cervix and you get put you in
that
the trans.
Ain't enough.
No,
that is not
shit.
Enough.
First
that
of all, the cervix enough. Is a very tender point. First of all,
they said tickle.
And that's for the long stroke. That is not.
Oh my god.
They got to bail the niggas out of jail.
What she say? Everybody don't know about the bottom. Everybody don't know
about
the bottom.
Yeah, they hit the bottom and then bam, it's a wrap. It's over. You can move in, baby. It's okay. I know. Your wife can move in too. It's all good. She can have it back. She can have it downstairs in the bedroom.
When you hit the cervix.
I hate y'all.
I'm gonna get my income tax. We're gonna kick all that child support up. It's all good. You can have it all. Flip
something
it, baby.
Happens.
And when you hit the bottom.
Happens. I'm just saying. Some of y'all fellas, y'all ain't doing it right. I'm just saying.
Take your L, sir.
And then we ain't talking about this. Damn it, when? Okay, let me just throw this out here. Fellas, if you listening, this is just the more you know. All right, learn a woman's anatomy,
please.
Learn a woman's anatomy,
physical and mental anatomy.
Physical, mental, like yeah.
And you really win in when you learn her emotional.
Oh
anatomy.
Man, you gotta learn it. Mm-hmm. Learn what channel she on.
Yeah, and watch a little Pornhub. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Those are the wizards. Those are the wizards. The one that know the anatomy. Those are the wizards.
Watch the anatomy or learn the anatomy and watch a little Pornhub.
Harry Potter round as well.
And let me just help, fellas. While y'all listen, let me just help you. If you learn the emotional anatomy, you ain't got to put a whole bunch of work in on the physical because she is.
That's a fact.
Done.
That's a fact.
By the time you touch her, she is. Done.
That's right. Because you know women will tell you if you can touch the emotional, psychological, if you touch that thread, that ribbon, mm-hmm. women will straight tell you, like, it really doesn't matter the size necessarily. It's about all the different things.
I consider myself a sapiosexual. Like, I'm attracted to the mind. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay,
like
facts.
I've dated quite a few people, and not everybody's been like super super fly, but because of their brain and what they're bringing to the table, the conversation, what they knew how to tune into me, you know, when it came down to certain topics that we were talking about, hell, even in the topics we didn't agree on, just the camaraderie in the conversation is enough. Like, oh wow, he knows what he's talking about.
So this is like dude on Pornhub.
How was it? What?
It's like dude on Pornhub.
No, not him.
Not him. I told my partner one time, he was like, man, I'm dating this girl. I really like her. I don't know, like, you know, but I can't crack her. What should I do? And I was like, just listen to exactly what she's saying and go home and Google it.
What the
fuck? Bam!
It's valid.
It's very simple. Go home and Google it. And read it. I'm giving y'all the game.
It's free out in these streets.
You can feel free to cash app your boy. Feel free to cash app your boy.
You want to give me cash app? Give me cash app with.
No, I can't. No.
Okay, can't give me cash app.
Because they out here scamming and shit.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, damn.
They run off with you. All right, don't do that.
But go home, Google it, and just read a couple of articles about it. And the next time it casually comes up in conversation, blast her mind with what you know.
You are prepared.
And you are prepared. You
bring
understood
a, bring
the
a word
assignment.
To the table that she may not have heard before. Like
absolutely.
Maybe, like nepotism. Maybe she never heard of that before. But you
gotta,
nepotism.
But you gotta use the dictionary app to like know what it sounds like first. Please don't mispronounce that bullshit. Cause then you'll be looking like a whole dumbass in the streets.
You gotta make sure that
don't go to YouTube
right.
Pronounce.
Please.
Pronunciation.
Don't be out here sounding dumb. She be like, point at it. What you talking about?
Okay.
Listen, the more you know, you got, you know.
Hey, man.
Go home, fellas. Listen.
Knowledge
Google
is king.
It's king.
Read
and conversation rules
Tell
the nation.
Tell her about that book.
Definitely.
Bet you.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
So, we have given y'all $1 million worth of game.
Facts, bro.
Yeah. We
facts.
Yeah. Ladies, would you like to pass out any information?
Yes, by
I
means.
Told y'all what I said. It's the brain.
Get the brain.
Get that brain.
Okay. Yeah. We told them how to do that, though. But
not
give us
get the brain. Not get the brain.
Oh, no, you got to do that, too. You got to make sure you understand the assignment. I agree. You got to make sure you understand the whole assignment.
That, too, but I wasn't saying, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you said what you meant. You meant.
No, the mental. The mentality.
Okay. Okay. But I mean, y'all can get a fella some free game or get a lady some game.
Yeah, yeah. Help the ladies out.
See what I'm talking about?
I can't give the ladies no game because I don't know.
See, this is a whole problem. This is a whole problem.
I don't have no
all
game.
The fellas
no,
game.
I don't what? Have no game. I just think I'm straight. I'm transparent like with a lot of shit. I don't have no game. I, matter of fact, get some free game. Say who the fuck you really is in the beginning and don't be hiding and lying. So that way when you do whatever it is you do, they already knew. Let people know exactly what is going on before they get themselves entangled, entwined in what you got going on with that's your situation.
Yeah. Don't have nobody knocking at the door while I'm up in there trying to parlay and shit.
Somebody. If you got issues that you need to address, childhood traumas that are affecting you now, please seek some help. On both sides, really. Both sides.
Can we do this too? Can we normalize like people taking responsibility for their own like decisions?
Absolutely.
Right, I agree.
Because see, this is what people do. They'll go get like two sessions worth of therapy and counseling, and then for the next 5 years they'll be trash and toxic and blame it on trauma that they found out in the two sessions.
Yeah,
and never try
bullshit.
To get
this
shit fixed.
That's right.
Like, nah, let's
no,
get this
it's
shit
like
fixed.
How about you too? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you might have had this happen to you. However, what about the shit that you've done since then?
Exactly.
You know, it's like, are you trying to better your situation? Are you, man, just all the things.
And then once you find out about it and you still moving the same, you want some bullshit.
Right.
Facts.
Point. Because then it's like you're using that as an excuse to continue to be the same person. When the whole reason of going to therapy in anybody's situation is to grow, is to untwine anything that might be a bunch of confusion in your mind. That could prevent you from growing, period.
And absolutely. Don't talk to somebody.
I think the easiest medicine is to honestly treat people the way that you want to be treated. It's so cliche, but it's real. You don't want nobody dogging you out, then don't dog nobody out. So once I find out that you dog me out and I want the honor and glory of dogging you back out, don't look at me like I'm wrong.
She just dropped some real shit.
Oh, yeah,
like
real
that.
Shit. That's,
hold on.
Real
I, need,
shit.
I need you to say that again exactly how you just said it. She said, I want the honor and glory. Go ahead. Drop that one again.
Please say that again. I liked it.
I want the honor and glory of doing to you just what you did to me.
Yeah, treat people the way that you want to be treated.
Because people always act shocked when you do the same shit that they did to them. Yeah. They be like, oh, it's like, no, you did that shit first.
No, it's an open relationship, boo.
I think it hurt different.
It do.
When somebody gets you back.
Yeah, it hurt. It
when I get my lick back, it do.
Yeah, yeah, it hurt. Yeah. Because generally, if you ever played a game with somebody and like you hit somebody and it's like, how that hurt, and then they hit you back harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's just a different kind of hurt. People don't understand. It's like, well, I hit you just like you hit me. No, you hit me harder.
Can we address though? And I mean, most people ain't gonna wanna deal with this, but this is a true fact. And we kinda go into a therapy session on this one. But watch this. Most people, well, let me not say most people, most men don't understand how much they actually value their partner until their partner is in danger of no longer being with them.
That's a fact.
Uh-huh. Now, people can say that's a crutch. People can say that's bullshit. No, that is fact. Until you have been faced with the possibility of no longer having them, most men don't evaluate what their partner actually means to them. That's why men go out and do dumb stuff. That's why men go out and make split second decisions, not considering what it would do to my partner if she found this out. Because number one, they don't understand the value. But then number two, it's a bitter pill. But men place a different value on sex from them to another person than they place on sex from their woman to another person.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. A completely different value.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Because a man can meet a woman in a bar, never know her name, sleep with her, walk away, and may never think about her again, and never give a damn about the fact that he never knew her name. Most women don't operate like that. Most women don't move like that. So it it doesn't excuse it. It's just a very, very stark difference.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
I think it's a genetic genetic thing with men, with that whole population situation. You know what I mean? Like, I just have that different urge to just kind of move around, and women have that settling, nurturing urge. But either way it go, you know, now everyone is transforming. Like, men are becoming more like women, and women are becoming more like men.
You said something just now that was real key. You said that it's genetic. I saw a meme. I can't remember if it was a meme or if it was, it may have been a TikTok that was talking about polyamorous relationships, right? And we talked about that once before.
Yeah. Right. That's for rich people.
Now, man, believe it or not, you know, they got some stuff out there that these broke people are getting engaged into.
Right.
But it said, I think the meme said, "Hey, sis, how about you keep one man before you try keeping two?" Because it was a picture of it was on Instagram. It was a picture of a lady. She had these two dudes that were like, that she was married to. She married both of them. Mm-hmm. And so the whole conversation was, "Hey, sis, work on keeping one man before you figure out how to keep two." And in the comments, it was a bunch of women that were just kind of, well, let's going in on the lady. And they were like, you know, "That's nasty. That's this, terrible. That's that." But the interesting part was some of the fellas going back and forth with the ladies, like, "Y'all can't keep one man happy. How you figure you gonna keep two men happy?" And I'm, you know, that's a conversation we really need to dive into.
Just got the juice. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's that's just what it is. Some women just got the juice. You got to think about what your grannies and all right. of them. They had Jody. They had somebody cleaning and plumbing and doing all type of stuff. Now, maybe not at the same time, but I feel like if you're in a polygamous relationship and everybody knows, it's no different than you concealing it and having side pieces.
It's a little different because at least
you,
I know about it. I made a choice.
Two people at the same time.
But I'm making a choice that this is what I accept. This is what I want. Opposed to you taking my right. choice away from me.
Yeah, it's almost like somebody being in a voluntary with polyamorous relationship, or voluntary, you know, polygamous relationship, or an involuntary one. You know, it's right. like when you mm-hmm. messing around with somebody, don't involuntarily involve me.
Well, no,
me
that's
shit.
What I'm saying. Some, like, I have a couple friends in, like, this one particular girl. I think it's like half a year. You know, she's with one of her mates, and then the other half, she's in another state with her other mate, and they all kind of know about it. And she been doing this shit for years, and sometimes she add people to her repertoire or whatever, but that's just how she move, and everybody knows about each other. You know what I'm saying?
It must just be
what can I just say? It's sunshine.
Yeah. Wow. Throw it in the air.
Yeah, wow. I mean, everybody don't have to be sneaky about it. You know
facts.
What I'm saying?
It's, facts, facts.
It's just what you do and how you do it, and you know,
it is what it is. Sometimes you have to tell people what you want, and it is what it is.
I mean,
when it comes to sex, most men are very animalistic. It's not as much about emotion with men, more regularly, more normal. It's more, I don't want to say necessity, but it's more instinctual. It's more, damn near, dare I say it, barbaric.
It's almost like, I have this, now I got to conquer this, now I right. see this, and I want this, and right. it's like, I don't want to say it's territory. Territory almost sounds very misogynistic.
Not always.
But it's not. It's
not always territorial.
It's not always territorial.
Like, once they get it, it's like, okay, girl, I got it.
Yeah, I don't have to claim it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all just got to piss on the hydrant. Just right. like the dog. They smell right. somebody else pissed on it, and they got to piss on the hydrant.
But that's exactly what it is.
I feel so dirty. I feel so dirty.
Y'all been peeing on hydrants when y'all were back in the day. See there?
Baby toy.
No.
Back in the day, y'all peeing on the
high. I ain't into golden right. showers. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh. Well, not them, but ooh. You know.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's a whole.
And on that note, yeah. We thank you for joining us for this particular episode of the Remix Podcast. Make sure that you check it out. Check us out on all social media platforms. Make sure that you check us out and subscribe to us on Spotify. That is where you'll find us exclusively on Spotify.
No golden showers, though. Don't come over here expecting all that.
Nope.
Leave all them thoughts.
Leave them thoughts out there.
Leave that somewhere else. We don't do none of that over here.
Nope.
Pay good money for these sheets.
What I do, no.
Listen, you know the thread count of these sheets?
One.
I don't care if it's none. You better not piss. You piss on this shit, you gotta go. You gotta get out. Get out of here.
You gonna get up and wash this shit
immediately. And while it's drying, pack your shit. You gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go. You get it. I'll put shit get back on myself. You can get your ass up out of here.
Get a knife on your
ass. Nasty ass. All right. And with that, listen, we'll holler at you. Peace.